I want to call the meeting in order of the Business Finance and Justice Committee. Time now is 6:30. This time we'll have invocation by Adam Jones.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for what you give us, Lord. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, most of all, Lord. Just thank you for everybody's here. Lord, let's do the business of the nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. This time we'll have roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Adam Jones. Here. Chairman got 5 present, 0 absent.
Yeah, 5 present, none absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight by official? We don't miss that, do we? Yeah, on the next agenda item was the minutes of August 17th. We'll postpone that to our next meeting. All in favor of that? Say aye.
Aye.
Postpone the minutes for the next meeting in the minutes.
Aye.
What our business will be, the Department of Justice. Come on up. Starts with budget kind of over.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you this evening. If you are turn to our budget, you can see there's been a slight increase on salary and wages. I think that's reflective of, in case you're wondering how that came about. The Attorney General in the past was under contract. When I was offered the position, I retained my position as an employee, and so we had to add that salary back into the budget.
Okay.
As well as my, as well as fringe. So that's a reflection of why that number has gone up a bit. Travel, we have, if you go on down the line, and obviously fringe went up as well since that salary was added in. If you look at travel, we have reduced that $6,000. Mileage, we have reduced $1,500. Supplies, we have reduced from 31 to 19, which is $12,000. Software and licenses, we have reduced completely. Vehicle lease. We used to have a GSA vehicle. We have turned that in and are utilizing the fleet service now already, as well as next year. Membership and fees, that will cover our requirements for continuing legal education.
On your software license, I know you took out that line up, but on your C before, you were over,
Yes.
So did you get all your software this year? So you don't be needing.
Yes,
okay. Okay.
Yes,
cool. Okay. Thank you.
We have a lot of renewals that have to be done.
Okay.
And those all the CBA, they've all been blocked, correct?
Okay.
Going back to the vehicle lease GSA, how many times does your office use a vehicle to do travel business?
We have our prosecutor goes one day a week over to the Eastern District and is working on prosecuting cases in federal court. So she's over there at least once a week. You mean day-wise or
yes,
just?
Yes, just in general.
I don't think we have the occasional cases that, like with our, if there's a case in state court, where we're going to state court occasionally, but I don't think we used it a whole lot, and I think that's one reason why we're able to turn the vehicle back in and utilize the fleet service.
Do you request a vehicle to go to these?
Yes, sir.
Okay, instead of using your personal car?
Yes. Yes, we use the fleet service. We had our own vehicle. It wasn't part of fleet. We had our own, and then when we were needing to make cuts, we decided we should be utilizing the fleet service to save even more, so we turned the GSA vehicle in just a month or so ago, and now we're utilizing the fleet service.
Is that common among all of the departments?
I think so. Yes, sir.
No department uses their own personal vehicle.
I think occasionally there is a situation where someone may be utilizing, in the past when we had our own vehicle, someone would have that vehicle utilized, and the policies allow you to take your personal vehicle if that's the case, where the vehicle is not available. But I think now that we're utilizing fleet service, if two people needed a vehicle at the same time, we could go through fleet. And
well, are these people covered is all I want to know.
Are they
covered if they have an accident?
Yeah, yes, they're under the nation's policy. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we have membership fees, I think is where we left off, and that again is to cover our continuing legal education. We've reduced that $1,000. Reproduction, haven't used that a whole lot. We have zeroed that out as well. Advertising, $800. We have zeroed that out. We have this past month, we've advertised for the first assistant, and we've got two other assistant attorney general positions that we will still be working to advertise and get filled. But for the next year, we've got that zeroed out as well. Equipment maintenance and repair, we have reduced that significantly, just to try to get by with the bare minimum. So we've reduced that from $47,300 to $7,500. So we've have a fairly new printer, copier, fax machine, does everything. So we're hoping that our costs in the future for repair will be pretty low. Abstracts was in there previously. We've zeroed that out. Abstracts now are covered whenever the nation purchases a piece of property. That's covered by acquisition cost under the appropriation for the purchase. Library maintenance has gone up slightly, $2,200. We feel like that's something that's important that we're going to need to maintain. Litigation services, we've not used a whole lot of that this year, and so we have reduced that to $25,000 from $89,000. So we felt like that was something that we would be able to reduce.
Let me ask a question on that deal. Was that for outside service litigation, or how would you use different attorneys for certain items? Or?
Yes, that would be, for instance, if we had not, we're not paying NARF out of the settlement, that would have come out of this line item to utilize their services. So,
okay. Does anybody have any questions at this point?
Library maintenance, Kevin, would you say that North could increase?
$2,200, that amount. I think those are for our Westlaw service. We as attorneys use a service called Westlaw to do legal research. It's excellent because you don't have to go to the law library anymore and pull books. And it's right there on your computer. So I just had to utilize it this past weekend. So,
He's using that $50. FY15.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at the.
He's in FY20. Yeah,
right.
So
you
should be using 60.
Right, 6,800 to 7,800.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well,
no,
yeah.
Yeah,
I was looking at the far left hand.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, so that went from 6,800 last year to 7,700. Westlaw, I think their services have gone up slightly. They usually go up slightly, and they do provide a lot of different legal resource services. So.
Okay.
Okay, so I apologize for that. Telephones has been zeroed out. Communications are our phones. That has been reduced from 20,000 down to 15,000. And then, of course, indirect cost is set at 26%. So that is reflected there at the number 225,126. And then contractual above greater than 5,000, we have reduced that from a big number from 284 down to $50,000.
Okay, and that was from the attorney's office contract, right? Prior attorney's office, I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah. So that's our budget in a nutshell.
Do you ever attend the Fed bar?
I have not. We have always tried to, for the most part, get our CLEs and I know that's not really CLE related, but I've just not been able to. This year, I just didn't have the time to get out to it. So I think the Attorney General in the past has attended. So with our budget this year, we've obviously reduced it. I don't know that will happen in 2017 as well. But
what about NCAI?
Did y'all go in the past?
I think, of course, when it was here in Tulsa, the Attorney General went that year, but as it has been in other places, I don't think anyone from the office has attended.
That's one question I asked Judge Bigley when they presented theirs. As we kind of discussed with Chief before, that NCI, you know, due to the Hickory Ground issue, like to have more representation there, if possible.
Yeah.
I understand we're trying to cut the budget, but to me, that's something I feel that's very important.
Well, I remember at the meeting you have asked for us to have a presence in more of these major functions or meetings, seminars, conferences, so we can certainly attempt to get that done if we need to. So obviously we've reduced our travel, you know, quite a bit, but
what was it originally?
Well, actually last year it was only
three.
Yeah. Before it had, I guess in 15 it was 8. That's when we reduced it significantly, so we've just reduced it another $1,000. I think our thought was with you know, trying to make the budget work and just having that money available for perhaps Sovereignty Symposium if we needed to go to that. We usually, if we travel, which we don't travel a whole lot, some of the attorneys are able to travel with on federal funds. Some of the Department of Justice, for instance, does a lot of training that's free of charge, that does not cost us, so the prosecutor has been to that those types of trainings in the past. So,
Chief, question. There, Speaker, just threw a question there. Yeah. Question. You know, go ahead with it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Second page there on the first Attorney General has got current salary 85, proposed salary 85, but your salary cap is 92 to 120 usually. Can you fix that? Do you remember how we've always looked at it in the past? Because it's less than, you see on the second page, in G12.
So you asked us to raise it to the minimum?
You don't have to raise it to it, but it seems like there's always an adjustment to one side or the other. So, is that right, Mr. Chair?
Well, usually it's always if it's outside the budget range, on the higher side. But the lower side, you know.
I think our, if I may inject, I think the hope is to get that raised eventually. That would be a priority, but we just filled the position, and that's what the person was requesting, and so that's why we put it that
way.
So, but yeah, I think that would be a priority in the future to try to raise that. Yes, sir.
Okay. Chief, David had a question.
In your opinion, you know, I was asking Kevin about NCAI.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel that his presence, at least one of them, or would you think maybe next year?
I think we should have a presence at, you know, the annual mid-year meetings, whether or not we go as a group or we have individuals and kind of rotate that around. I think that's something we should look at prior to the meeting. And on the annual meeting, for me, the second chief, I've got a personal conflict, so he'll be going.
Well, that same week as an inner tribe.
So, but I think it is. We know that we have others who make all those meetings, and it certainly, I think, particularly having a legal presence there is helpful. Excuse me. I agree with you on that.
Debbie, you want to make a recommendation to increase their travel by, what, $15,000, something, I guess, or?
That's two now. At least two out of the four, you think, the annual and the mid? Because I would think, I know when we was at D.C., I know I met quite a few people there.
Because it could be that he attends to and represents us, you know, as opposed to us two, when we go to two others, but we're still covered for all the meetings. I think the presence of the tribe at all the meetings would be great, but it doesn't mean that you know, each one of us has to go to each one.
Do you want to increase it?
Can we make that specific as Attorney General? Is the one of us that mean?
Can. David. Except he may be, he may not be able to attend, but he should.
Sure. If you look through there, I'm guessing it's going to be average of $2,000, so it's going to need to be, if you send one to each NCI, you're going to need to add $8,000 at least.
Well, he's talking about just doing a mid-year and an annual, just two of them.
He would like to have four, but if anything, mid-year and annual.
You make a motion to increase that budget by
$10,000.
Yeah, I cover it. Motion to increase chapter by $10,000. Or a motion to second it. Any discussion about that? Not. Roll call. A motion to amend it by to travel for $10,000. It's for the travel right now. So we make the travel $12,000.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
And 4 in favor, none against, to increase your child by $10,000. Motion approved. Okay.
You may want to earmark that to the NCAI. Okay.
Any other questions on the budget? Pete, questions? No. David, no?
No.
You
don't want your.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
One your assistant. Attorney General's.
Yes. I think a lot of it is on a number of years of experience and some of the lower would represent someone brand new out of law school and the higher is with more experience. Yes, sir.
Okay, another question here. Motion to accept the budget as presented with the amendment.
Motion to
accept. Okay, I'll second that, Pete. Okay, roll call, please.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is legal services.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine.
I guess you have a change of directors. It's Roger Wiley, I think.
Are you going to your budget?
Oh,
you
sure.
Legal services.
It's good evening. Thank you for having me this evening. The legal services budget. It's pretty simple. We have just a contractual line that we're asking to be approved. It's been cut, through the years. We've actually also cut our supplies since we've moved everything in the house. Other than that, other than the contractual.
Questions? David?
No.
Okay, no questions. And your motion to accept the budget presented for legal services. Your motion?
I'll make a motion. Oh, you did.
I said, do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second? Second. Okay. Roll call, please.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, 4 in favor, none against. That's much been approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is child support.
Good evening, everyone.
How are you tonight, Susan?
Oh, I'm
fine. Your budget? It's kind of.
Yeah, I think basically our budget's about the same that we present every year. It's a little bit less than last year, by about 3%. Most of our is in personnel and administrative costs. And we are, our caseload increases every year. And we've asked a little bit more in contractual because we've got more court cases that we have to go, that we have to process and be at. And also that requires more process server time. That's why you're seeing a little bit bigger jump in the consultant fees on that. So, and also with the IT, the contractual that incurs with our IT service and the requirements that we have to meet with IRS regulations, and we try to keep on top of that and on board and current on that because we're required to. So that's basically, we've got everybody employed that we can possibly employ right now. And I know last year, I was just looking at, we had over 1,000 filings in courts across our jurisdiction. So that's going to lead to an increase in some of the work that we're doing. And other than that, it's basically
the same,
except a little bit less than last year.
Okay.
And we don't have any capital expenditures this year, so that's wrong.
Okay.
Your supplies went up by 14. What's the reason for that?
Okay, supplies.
Went from 11,000 to 25,000.
Wow. I didn't see that. A lot of that has to probably do with court papers. We do all of our own papers, expensive, ink's expensive, and probably there may be our computer supplies aren't in there, so I didn't get a detailed listing on that.
Can you get something over to the office tomorrow and let us know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Randall, questions?
Same thing, I guess, like everybody else was asking about the vehicle. Do you utilize the fleet management or do you have a program?
We have a program. We use one every day. And also, we also have one that they go out and serve in with court papers. So we've got two vehicles that are in our program. But one of those cars has to go to pick up mail every day and do rounds here at the complex as well. But those are every day and every afternoon.
And that 3,000 is covered?
Well, so far. That's what we've budgeted, so.
Anything else, David?
I didn't know if Randall asked. Did you talk about on the vehicle maintenance repair?
Yeah, I mean you don't have any vehicle leaves, but you got repairs though.
Well, repairs.
Oh, like that's like for oil change.
Oil change. Okay.
Tires. Last year we had to replace something. So.
Well, I noticed you only used 52% as of today. It jumped up 1,000.
Yeah, I think it's just foreseen because they're kind of old.
New tires.
Yeah, we did have to buy new tires on one, and then any other maintenance costs on that. So.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, I'll have Carol. Carol had an appointment.
Okay.
She couldn't break.
Okay. Hearing any other questions here, a motion to approve the budget?
Make a motion to approve.
Here, a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and against. That's been approved. Thank you.
Stay for the whole thing.
Do I hear motion, buddy?
Make a motion to go on executive session.
Is there a second? Go on executive session.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're in executive session. Just counsel. Ruby. Chief, you're not. Chief, you stay. You
stay.
Okay. Hold on.